Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Today, I will be offering legends, advice, and counsel, if you will, on dating relationships, or let's just say romantic relationships. Why am I qualified to offer this type of advice, you may ask? Do I have the appropriate credentials? Am I a licensed marriage, family, child counselor? I am not. Do I have a degree in psychology or psychiatry or what have you, or social work, if you will? Am I a guru? Well, yes, I'm a guru of sorts, a kind of a motherfucker, ignorant guru who just happens to have had a relationship experience since a mere teenager up until 5 years ago. Actually, just up until a few months ago. I've had a variety of relationships. All of them crashed and burned for one reason or another. To be honest with you, they crashed and burned not because the other person was so bad or evil or wrong, but because I was the motherfucker that made them crash and burn. I was at the helm, if you will. I was at the pilot seat, and I pushed the console down full bore until it smashed and burned, or rather crashed and burned. As such, I am highly unqualified to offer relationship advice. However, I would contest you, and let's just say I'm an attorney now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. As you know, my client, Mr. Legend Gilchrist, has in fact had a variety of relationships and all have failed. And I might add, and I hope that you do not contest, I'm sure the attorney for the opposition side would agree that the cause of these failed relationships is his own damn fault. Let's just be very honest with you. However, as his representative counsel, I would put it to you that in those failed relationships that Mr. Gilchrist has in fact learned that in his next relationship, as a result of everything that he's learned since the age of 16 to 55, his present age, those, let's count that up, let's see, 20, 30, 40, 55, in those 49 years, he has learned amazing lessons about what it is to succeed and what it is to fail in a relationship. However, he is committed, ladies and gentlemen of the jury and your honor, to making his next relationship succeed. So I put it to you that in his next relationship, he will in fact enjoy a loving relationship that's based on years of both failure and success, and that he will in fact enjoy, given the fact that he does not believe in the concept of marriage, a good, loving relationship and a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. All this fancy, smashy talk in a courtroom that doesn't exist, let's say Perry Mason, if you know that, or Night Court, or I don't know what the latest courtroom drama is. All this fake courtroom stuff to basically qualify me as a relationship expert, and I am. Again, I don't have a fancy degree. I have letters behind my name. Don't get me wrong, I got a BA, got two MAs, but don't mean fuck all to me. But I got a lot of experience. And experience is the best teacher, in my opinion. I think that's even a quote. I know it was from my dad. I mean, he had a high school education. The Nazis marched through his town. He could describe him until the day he died, practically. The sound of the boots, of the boots, of the Nazis marching in town. And this guy eventually, had a beautiful house, a place called Rolling Hills, a beautiful house and a place in Coachella. He had a cabin like Arrowhead. He got a boat. He had beautiful, nice cars. He helped me. You know, a couple times I was down out of my luck, and he's like, hey, I'm going to buy a new car. I'm going to give you my old one. I'm not going to trade it in. Successful guy. And this man wrote the book on what it is to have a good, successful relationship with his wife. my mother. And guess what? I learned, you know, as much as I have a terrible relationship with my mother, she has dementia, she treats me like Satan, like evil incarnate. I really don't like her, and she doesn't like me. But I respect her as a woman, and I learned that respect from my father in a relationship. So it's in terms of a, you know, mother-son relationship, I have a good relationship as best I can with her. But in terms of a loving relationship between a man and a woman, I think I learned a lot, if not most of it, from my dad. So let's just talk about the lessons I learned from my dad. I observed on more than one occasion that sometimes he just shut his mouth, you know, shut his pie hole and let my mother just say whatever she wanted, even if it's wrong. So sometimes, you know what? Maybe your attitude, maybe your words are not the right words to say. Maybe you just need to shut the fuck up and listen to your woman, or your man, as it were. And let them express themselves. And then listen, stop, and listen. Don't like, be ready with your, you know, with your rhetorical machine gun, if you will. I'm a writer, so I use this term. Don't be ready to respond with your point of view and how wrong the other person is. Just stop and say to yourself, are they saying something that's the truth? Am I acting in a way that's wrong? And let's just assume that that person, my girlfriend, that person, my boyfriend, that person, my wife, that person, my husband, what have you, let's just assume they're wrong. But if there's the inkling, the tiniest bit of thing that's the truth, maybe we should change our attitudes. And then at a time when your mouth is shut, maybe just think, you know what, babe or honey or baby, sweetheart, darling, what have you, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I treated you that way. I'm so sorry I said that one thing. And I vow to change. So, you know, maybe right now I'm, you know, you're angry with me, but tomorrow I'm going to change. So, lesson number one, shut up and listen. Lesson number two, love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, 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 love. I think that's a Beatles song. It is a Beatles song. Love conquers all things, is in the Bible. I'm a Christian, not much of a Christian. I'm a marginal Christian. But I do believe that love conquers all. And you're going to have to learn that lesson, even if you're atheist or agnostic or Buddhist or Satanist or voodooist or what have you. Yes, I'm a voodooist, but I believe in the concept that love conquers all. Please forgive me if you're Indian. I didn't mean to make fun of you. But I learned that concept, love conquers all. Compromise. Sometimes, you know what, you just got to just stop wanting your own way and look after the interests of the other person. I wish the government, United States government, I'm a proud American citizen, I think I've said that before on this podcast, I wish the government would have more of that attitude. You know what? We Republicans have decided to compromise to see ourselves more in line with the Democrats. And we Democrats, as a result, have decided to compromise, see our way more like the Republicans. Technically, we still have our differences. However, in the interest of progress, we've decided to compromise. They'll never do that, those motherfuckers, those greedy motherfuckers in government. But you can. You know what, babe? I just happen to like the word, babe. Babe, you know, in the interest of making our relationship better, I'm gonna like have a lot less of me and a lot more of you. And when I say that, I mean, you know, when you want to go out someplace or you want to do something, I'm gonna think about what is it that you, babe, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Let's do that instead of where I want to go all the time. And vice versa, you know. Oh, baby, this is my girlfriend that it doesn't exist. Oh, baby, I feel the same way. That's just a lot less of me and a lot more of you. And hopefully that attitude of compromise makes your relationship better. The next step is the words we use. You know, the words we use can be compared to like fire and water. Now, fire can be a very good thing when it's contained. However, when it's not contained, it like burns down full cities sometimes. And we saw during the riots, I mean, motherfucker, just kids are angry and they're burning down like the very shops that their mom and dads are buying clothes for them. The clothes that they're wearing on their backs, they're using to cover themselves while they're burning the motherfucking businesses down because they're angry. And by all means, they should be angry, but they shouldn't be burning places down. That's not a protest. That's like violence. That's not right. And by all means, protest. But the thing also, it's like water. Water, when it's contained, let's say when it's a, you know, garden hose, is a good thing. But if it's like a fire hydrant and somebody unleashes that beast, you know, it can do a lot of damage. Or flash floods. Like where I live, flash floods can, I mean, you're in the middle of a flash flood and game over. You're out. But if it's a very controlled, like I think they call them a paternoster wither, and it's smooth and it's gentle, and you have like a kayak or a canoe, or maybe a rowboat, and you can just gently go around. But if you hit a rapids and it's out of control, all of a sudden your life is in danger. So fire and water, if they're controlled, are good things. If they're out of control, they're bad things. And same with words. Words uncontrolled will destroy lives. I've been guilty of this plenty of times. I remember back in the day of, you know, emails, like way back in whatever the fuck it was, the late 90s. If you didn't word something just right, somebody would go, oh my God. You know, one thing is, you used all capitals, you're shouting at me. I wasn't shouting, you know, I hit the motherfucking caps lock and I just didn't notice. Or I just, you know, I didn't mean to say, you know, such and such in such a way that offended you, I'm sorry. So we had to be very careful in how we worded our texts, or excuse me, our emails. And the same is true today with text messages. We have to be careful about how we word it. And I'm sure you've gotten a situation or heard a situation where somebody sent a text message and it was received the wrong way and offend the party. I've done that myself. Or maybe a conversation. And I lost my best friend this way because I said something in a way that the other party, my friend Julie, heard in an offensive way. And it probably was offensive. But I said it in such a way that she like won't return my calls and my messages. Like the friendship is over because I said something that was blatantly offensive and I didn't mean to. But I said in such a way that it ended a friendship that I loved her like a sister. All because I let my words get out of control. And before I stopped the thing from getting out of control, before I stopped this forest fire, if you will, and said, Julie, hold on a minute. I'm saying everything wrong. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please, can we just start over? But I didn't. And I let my words become a flash flood. I let my words become a forest fire that drowned my relationship with Julie. And Julie, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. My words became a forest fire that burned my relationship. And Julie, again, if you're listening to this, please forgive me. Please be my friend again. So be careful with your words. Your actions can do the same thing. Your actions can be similarly good or bad. They can be a flash flood or gentle, like water coming out of a hose. They can be a forest fire or they can be a nice little campfire or a fireplace fire that you enjoy or are warmed and comforted. So watch your actions. And sometimes you might have to say, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? Like NWA. Hey, babe. You know, are my actions like matching what my words say? Are my actions like good and appropriate? Are my actions showing that, because they say that actions speak louder than words. This is whole true. Because you don't have to say one word, and your actions might say, fuck you, bitch. Or your actions might say, I love you, baby. So you might have to every now and then check yourself before you wreck yourself. Listen, baby, are my actions like telling you I love you, or are they telling you I don't like you? Tell me. And hopefully the other person, the girlfriend, the wife, will have you. Well, baby, you know what? Your actions are good. They're pretty good. They could be better, I'll be honest with you. But I'll tell you when you're not making it. How about my actions? Are they making it? Are they telling you I'm loving you? Or are they telling you I'm like not liking you? So be honest with that. And watch your words. Watch your actions. Watch your attitudes. In a previous podcast, I talked about attitudes. And that podcast, I talked about attitude is everything. I'm not going to cover all that ground again. Go listen to your interesting. Cover it, but you know, what are your attitudes? Because attitudes are like actions. You know, you don't have to say one word, but if your attitude is like, oh, I don't really like you, it's going to show up on your face, it's going to show up in your eyes, it's going to show up in your mouth with that grimace on your face, or it might show up in a like pleasant smile. And you just look, there are friendships I have where we don't have to say one word, look over that person and smile and start laughing. Oh my God, you motherfucker, fuck you. But when we say fuck you in that kind of context, what we really mean is, I love you, bro. I love you, sis. You're not my real sis, but I love you. And the only reason I say fuck you is because it's just funny. But if you're not the kind of person that says fuck you, you say, I love you, man, or I like you so much. I'm so thankful that you are my friend. Attitude is everything. So let's just sum it all up. Attitude's everything. Watch your actions. Watch your words. You know, watch your thoughts too, because your thoughts are like seeds, and if you have bad thoughts, they're gonna like blossom up into something that's well wound up being your behaviors and actions and your words. Communication, compromise, all these things are the good things that you need to work on. And believe me, you might think you are, like, in the pocket in your relationship. But you know what? There's no such thing as, I'm done. Or, like, I am a pretty good baker. The banana bread is complete. Let us eat it. You know what? The banana bread of life or relationship is never complete. It always requires further baking, if you will. So keep working on your relationships. Keep making them better. Why? Because your partner deserves it. And hopefully your partner agrees, and hopefully you and your partner listen to this podcast together or separately and are committed to making a better relationship. You know, I wish that I, as a young man, would have had a similar podcast that I could have listened to, because maybe I would still be married. Maybe not, but there's a good chance that if I had this kind of knowledge about, you know, what it is to have a good relationship, Maybe I still didn't marry, but maybe I would have been in that last relationship that I pretty much let slip by. Why? Because it wasn't a perfect relationship. You know what I found, and this is a lost lot, there is no fucking perfect relationship. What there is a relationship that can become more perfect day by day as you're committed to all the things that I've discussed. So, in a calm way as best I can, and I'm normally a hothead, as you probably have guessed, do all those things that I've listed in this podcast. Read a book on what it is to have a good relationship, to build a good relationship. If you're not the reading sort, listen to a podcast. Or listen to something. I'm going to say The Delilah Show is a great show to listen to. Respect to Delilah. And she's got a lot of relationship things that she deals with in her show. Listen to that show, even if you don't like that kind of music. This is Legend Gilchrist, Legendary Lifestyle. Have a good one, people. I love you all. Fly low and avoid the radar.